In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Caesar decreed that all the world should be registered. He knows not what he does. What he did for financial gain, God used to give a gift. Authorities don't care about the cost. They want the honor, the prestige, the majesty. They want their vision to fill their country. And they expect their subjects to foot the bill. It's the way of the world. So Caesar taxes the world for financial gain while God gives his riches to save the world. Caesar wants glory and majesty and power for himself and his empire, while the King of Heaven desires humility. He did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but he made himself nothing. The fact that God has a body is not part of his humiliation, but it's the way that he assumed our human nature. He should have come in the way that Adam was created, formed out of the dust, or perhaps even in the way of Eve, being formed from some great nobility from the side. Or at least some miraculous event by which he enters the world. But he doesn't do those things. For our sake, in order to cleanse and sanctify our wretched and unclean birth, and to become like us in every way, he is conceived by the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Blessed Virgin. We were conceived in sin. He is conceived in holiness to cleanse us from our sin. For 9 months he grew and developed. No one took notice. No kings came from distant countries. No shepherds went with haste. No angel was even there to protect the Holy Mother and her child. It went completely unnoticed. And today he is born. Don't confuse simplicity with humility. St. Luke records the simplicity of his birth. She gave birth to her firstborn son. Yet he comes not in simplicity, but in humility. We don't mind being simple, down-to-earth folks, but none of us wants to be humbled, embarrassed, or dishonored. Humility is embarrassment. Yet Christ did not consider any of this beneath him. He knew what he must do to make satisfaction for our pride. Pride was the first sin of our parents. They desired to be like God and to take what God had not given for themselves. Thus, in their disobedience, they fell from God. So when the time had fully come, God sent his Son so that by the Son's humility, man's pride might be overcome. So on this Christmas night and throughout this Christmas season, let all pride and arrogance be far from every Christian heart. Let us not demand that others treat us properly, but rather let us take the lowest seat. Let us humble ourselves, for we know that pride goes before the fall. Let us remember that we are nothing more than dust and ashes. Our Lord was wrapped in swaddling clothes, so also you may be forced to ask others for help. Our Lord was laid in a manger, so also you might be weak and limited. Our Lord gave up all glory and prestige and honor, so also your mental faculties and your bodily strength and abilities may be gone. The angel is not ashamed to call this infant his Lord, and neither are you ashamed by his birth or by his cross. And the Lord is not ashamed to call you his brother, regardless of what state you may be in. The incarnation of our Lord is not the diminishing of his divinity, but it's the union of the divine and the humanity in one person. He becomes not an angel, though they too fell into sin, but he becomes what you are, dust and ashes, so that he might redeem you. The angel perceives with greater clarity the glory of God lying in the manger, and they sing his praises in the fields of Bethlehem. But they do not enjoy it to the extent that you enjoy it. Scripture does call angels sons of God, for they too were created by God, receiving their life from him, and they are holy even as he is holy. They share that honor of being sons of God with you. But upon you, God has bestowed higher titles. He calls you a co-heir with Christ of eternal things. He calls you a partaker of the divine nature. Who of us is worthy of such honor? Angels far surpass us in beauty, glory, and strength. We are but dust and ashes, here today, gone tomorrow, yet so is our God, dust and ashes. Hidden, humble, humiliated, embarrassed, rejected, for us men and for our salvation. Everything about his birth proclaims his humility. A mother is hidden away amongst animals in a filthy and obscure place, out of sight, out of mind. Yet behold the mystery. The Virgin Mother hides as God himself is brought into this world. A palace would not be fit for him, for he came to carry our sinful filth. Silken garments would be inappropriate, for he came to be wrapped in our death. A crib would be inappropriate, for he came to be our sustenance, our life, our bread from heaven. Even crowds of onlookers, though they should have come, it would have been inappropriate, for he came to be rejected and despised. For in humility he will redeem. No angels were there by that manger. No light shone from that stable, nor aura or glory beamed from his infant flesh. He looked like us in every way, and yet that child is God. God is man, and man is God. His newborn cry piercing that silent night. He needed the comfort of his mother, the protection of his father. He needed Mary's milk and sustenance. Gently she swaddles him and holds him who holds the stars in his hands. It's humiliating and embarrassing for him who is Lord of all. And yet he did not consider any of that beneath him, because of his deep love for you. So a humble birth in a humble stable, simply recorded by the evangelist. Yes, marvel that God is man. Marvel that he is made like us in every way, that he lived and grew and knows the life on earth even as we know it. But marvel, adore, and praise him for this, that he desired to do all of this in your place. Behold the Lamb of God. Caesar takes away money, God takes away sin. Caesar wants to rule, God wants to save. Caesar wants to impress you with his power and his majesty and his glory, God wants to forgive. Caesar thinks he can give you a good life if you just elect him to office. God has prepared for you an eternal kingdom. He came not to be served, but he came to give his life as a ransom for many. In Bethlehem, the city of David, where temple sheep were raised for sacrifice, there God gives a small, unimpressive, obscure gift, a child. Because of you, weakness, in him, power. For your sake, humility, in himself, rich. Don't judge by what you see, but acknowledge that you are redeemed. To the eyes we see nothing but humility, but faith sees life and honor and glory and praise and majesty and power and forgiveness and love and peace with God forevermore. Glory to God in the highest. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.